here is only those sadhus which are in relationship with Krishna. Just like the example that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita is just like the tortoise. The tortoise uses its senses. The senses come out when it's needed, and when it's not needed, it's drawn back into the shell. So the devotee uses his senses for Krishna's service. And when not needed, the devotee is fixed with him within. He controls the mind and senses. This is tapasa. Brahmacharyena samayam sadhanena cha. This verse in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes that to concentrate the mind. One should observe a life in celibacy and not fall down. One should undergo the austerity of voluntarily giving up sense gratification.
One
should control the mind and senses. He should pursue knowledge. He should follow the regulative principles. Regular chant the whole time. This is first class
philosophy.
This is how one actually can advance spiritual life. But therefore, to give up the real sense gratification means that we do perform those activities which are in relationship with Krishna. But Krishna consciousness is not dry austerity. It's actually a very joyful process. There's nothing wrong with experiencing pleasure in spiritual life. In fact, in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Shushukam kartam avayam. This process is everlasting and it is joyful. Or is also described in the song by Lochan Das Thakur, Parama Karuna, that this thing, it is Karuna Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda means that it is always Lord Chaitanya has delivered a method which is very, very joyful and pleasing. If one tries to advance his spiritual life just simply by artificially performing austerity, it's described that one's heart becomes callous. Tries to perform so many severe austerities. But if he doesn't do it to perform these austerities for Krishna, he can't advance his spiritual life. He can't advance his emotional service. Krishna says that all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer in your way, as well as all austerities that you perform, you should do it for me. There's no value to performing severe austerities if it's not offered to Krishna. Austerities in of themselves are not sufficient to bring one to the path of the devotional service. In fact, in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nalam Vichitram Devatram Vishitram Vasuratmaja Vrindaya Mukundasya Navritam Namudu Kinta. Prahlad Maharaj is describing this prayer. He's speaking to his classmates in school. He's saying, "Oh my friends." So you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming expert Brahmins, or by becoming situated in vast learning, or perfect in etiquette. None of these qualifications can awaken the Lord's pleasure. Nor by performing austerities, or by accepting vows, or chastity, or cleanliness. None of these things also can awaken the pleasure of the Lord. The Lord is pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotional service to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything else that you do is simply a show. So Balaram Maharaj is describing that Krishna is not attracted to any of these things in particular. He's not attracted that somebody's performing austerities. He's not attracted that somebody's accepting so many vows. Or he's an expert Brahmin. Or vastly learned. None of these things can actually awaken the Lord's pleasure. So if somebody is doing these things and it's not intended for the Lord's pleasure, then it is simply a show. Krishna is not interested, then he must be doing it for somebody else. Krishna is not interested. So you simply therefore one performs austerities. So everyone think, "Oh, look at all the austerities I'm performing." That we do recognize is very austere. So it's not the austerities which awaken Krishna's pleasure. It's when we perform the austerities for Him. It's when we accept vows for Him. It's when we pursue knowledge for Him. That's what pleases Krishna. So, therefore, we don't have to look for austerity. They'll already be there. The austerities that we perform are simply to stay engaged, remain engaged in devotional service. And to remain fixed in one service, there will be so many inconveniences. We don't have to look for them. They'll certainly be. So if one is willing to accept these inconveniences for the service of Krishna, then these are our
steps.
We don't have to do anything more than
that.
The most important is Krishna's service. It's like if Prabhupada was giving a lecture I was attending in Mayapur in
1976.
And he was talking about these, talking about austerity. And he was saying that actually we must perform austerity. He said, but we do not have to artificially perform austerity. Just like sometimes these ascetics, ascetic is a renunciation who performs austerity. They'll submerge themselves in the water in the middle of the winter.
Порой эти аспекты, заключенные в люди, они занимаются тем, что они обливаются холодной водой.
Simply to try to detach themselves from identification.
Пытаясь просто достичь от неприятности ассоциативной цели.
So Prabhupada says, we do not have to look for such austerity. He says, our austerity
is
to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. If we strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master, all austerities will
come.
So of course, following the instructions of the spiritual master, one must follow the regular principles of Bhakti Yoga.
And
engage in the process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And worshipping Krishna. Accepting Krishna prasadam. And engage in the process of Sankirtan. Associate with devotees. All these are the simple devotional practices. Which are naturally joyful. And the more that we stick to these austerities, and offer the results of our efforts for the satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, the more we begin to relish that very natural sweet taste from all these activities. Devotional service is actually very satisfying. And it is so powerful that one can become the greatest renunciant, the most powerful yogi, simply by being engaged in devotions. That Krishna has even confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. He says that I declare that the greatest yogi is in the
world.
Yogi nam api sadhisham madhyasanantara sharanam bhajate yomam sami kritamamantam. That of all yogis, he who abides in me in great faith, worshipping me in devotional service, he is most intimately united with me in yoga. And I consider him to be the greatest of all. The devotee is the most powerful
yogi.
Because a devotee is one who engages all his senses in the service of Krishna. And because he dovetails his senses for the Krishna satisfaction, Krishna, who is known as Hrishikesha, or the master of the senses, he controls the senses for the
world.
That's why a devotee is actually more powerful than any other yogi. Because he doesn't depend upon his own ability. He doesn't depend upon his own ability to advance his spiritual life. He knows he can't do it himself. That is the most safest position. The devotee is in the safest position because he knows he can't advance his spiritual life by his own ability.
Он находится в наиболее безопасном положении в этом мире, поскольку он знает, что продвигаться в духовной жизни сам по себе.
Because he feels so dependent upon Krishna.
Поскольку он чувствует себя настолько зависящим от Кришны.
Krishna takes charge.
Кришна берет на себя ответственность.
Krishna helps. Krishna controls the sun.
Krishna управляет.
Krishna will keep him fully engaged in devotional service.
Кришна будет постоянно заниматься его трудностью.
And another name for Krishna is Govinda.
It
means one who gives pleasure to the senses. That's how Krishna is controlling our senses. He's giving pleasure to our senses. So when Krishna gives a spiritual pleasure to the senses, because we're so dependent upon Him, then we can be truly renounced. That's perfect renunciation. Whereas false renunciation is like the impersonalist. He says, I don't want anything to do with it. That's a false renunciation. He can't see everything's relationship with Krishna. He just thinks that if I indulge in that, it'll bring me so much distress. So he tries to renounce from such indulgence. But it's artificial. Devotee doesn't artificially renounce. He sees everything in relationship with Krishna. And because he sees properly, he doesn't try to enjoy anything. He lets Krishna enjoy. And then he enjoys. That's enjoyment. Vajaniya paramasukha vajasusukha. That actually, the pleasure that the living entity experiences is directly in proportion to the pleasure that Krishna experiences. So if we want to experience spiritual pleasure, we have to try to make Krishna happy. If Krishna experiences pleasure from our activities, automatically. Just as watering the root of the tree automatically satisfies the leaves and branches. As long as they're connected. So if we're connected, then automatically we become satisfied. Therefore, if we simply try to give Krishna pleasure, and depend upon Him for everything, then He promises that He'll take charge of such a surrendered soul. Take charge means that He'll take care of everything for that
devotee.
Just like the devotee feels himself just like the bee, like a dog surrendered to his master. Everything, all his needs are taken care of by his master. Krishna takes care of all the needs of his devotee. He gives him everything he needs to go back home. So therefore the devotee is the most greatest and powerful
devotee.
Because a devotee can control Krishna. If a devotee can control Krishna by his love, then he is the most powerful. Nobody can defeat a devotee. Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the supreme proprietor. Nobody can defeat Krishna. But Krishna can be defeated by the love of his devotee. When Krishna allows himself to be defeated by the love of his devotee, he becomes the servant to that devotee. Whatever that devotee desires, Krishna satisfies. That way one can actually capture the Lord by his devotion. That's why devotional service is so powerful. Because when one captures Krishna by his devotion, he can never be defeated. Because Krishna is always there. Krishna is always protecting him. always engaging him in his service. And he promises that he'll always protect the surrendered soul. That is how powerful a devotee is. Whereas a non-devotee, Krishna is not attracted by the activity. They try to become powerful by their own endeavors. But no matter how powerful they become, they always come back down
with you.
Even if they become the most powerful ascetic, even if they achieve liberation, they come back down
with you.
Unless they take shelter of Krishna's lotus
feet.
Aruya Krishna Parampatam Tata Padmantipa Nasmita Yuzmanamre. This is verse spoken by Lord Rama. He describes how yogis may engage in great austerities and penances to achieve the highest position. But if they are non devotees, their intelligence is still impure. And they'll fall down from that position of imagined superiority. Because they failed to take shelter, Krishna's lotus feet. So this position of imagined superiority is called Vimukta Manina. Vimukta Maninas means to think that one's liberated. Krishna lets him think that they're liberated. It lets him think that now I've become the chief, the most powerful position, I am liberated. And after he gives him a little opportunity to think that they're liberated, come back down again. Because they have no nectar. There's no Kevala Ananda Ananda. There's no Ananda. This Brahmananda.
This is Brahman.
But Brahmananda is like a small drop of water compared to the ocean of Ananda in the emotional soul.
No, Brahmananda. Sravima is Kapu. Sravima is Kapiana Ananda Vajan.
It's completely insignificant in comparison to the pleasure that one experiences in the
ocean.
So because there's no Ananda, and because the living entity by nature is a sentient being, and he's an individual, eternal. He may try to negate his individuality by merging. But after some time, he starts looking for some engagement for his senses. And therefore, he falls back down. So the devotee has a superior engagement for his senses. When one takes shelter in Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna engages him in his loving devotional service. He attracts the mind and senses of the devotee. So much so that the devotee cannot do anything separate from Krishna. And Krishna is eternal. The process of devotional service is eternal. The living entity is eternal. And when one comes to this platform of devotional service, then one never has to fall down again. That is the
safest.
There's no safer position anymore. That is why Lord Chaitanya has given up and the Sikshasti the prayers, what is the actual safest position. O Sanat Maharaj, Нанда Кришна, I am your eternal servitor.
Господь Читания говорит здесь, вот сын Манараджи Нанды, Кришна, я твой Кришна слуга.
Yet somehow or other I found this ocean with deep birth and death.
Так или иначе я попал в океан, Кришна, Рождение, Смерти.
Please pick me up in this ocean of death.
Пожалуйста, вытащи меня из этого океана смерти.
And place me in the atom to your lotus
feet. Спасти меня в атом.
This is the safest
place. Это самое безопасное.
There's no safer place than to be eternally residing in the lotus feet of Krishna.
Не существует другого более безопасного положения, чем находиться в его лотосе.
So one actually seeks shelter in the lotus feet of the Lord.
Когда человек на самом деле занимает руководство,
Krishna will give him shelter. He will shelter him from the scorching heat of his material world. It's like a blazing fire of material existence. It's like we chant every morning, Samsara Dharma Dala Diva Loka. This material world is like a blazing forest fire. And what is in a blazing forest fire, no matter how many buckets of water you bring, you will not be able to put it out.
One,
one has to arrange for so many buckets and so many trucks. But only a huge rain cloud can provide water. Therefore, the spiritual master is like to be receptacle to this rain cloud. To put out the blazing fire of material existence. Just as a cloud does not have its own water. But the cloud takes the water from the ocean.
No,
when it is evaporated by the sun, then it carries the water from the ocean and disperses that water upon the forest fires, put it out. In the same way, the spiritual master is carrying the mercy of Krishna. It is not his mercy. He never claims that it is my mercy. The spiritual master actually is simply the person who is carrying
Krishna's mercy.
Just as the rain cloud is carrying the water from the ocean. So if you want to put out the blazing fire of material existence, then we must seek the mercy of Krishna, which is carried back to the medium of the spiritual master. And in this way, the blazing fire of material existence can be put out. If we try to put it out by our own efforts, it's like pouring buckets of water on the forest
floor.
We must accept the mercy from the cloud. In this way, we can become free from the blazing fire of material existence and be eternally situated as an atom in the lotus
feet.
Вопрос.
spiritual master to make the disciple comfortable.
Духовный учитель делает ученика истинным.
That is his mercy.
In
other words, the disciple must seek out the glorified spiritual master.
Значит говоря, ученик должен находить истинного духовного учителя.
It is also the duty of the spiritual master to give knowledge and to train the disciple.
Но в свою очередь обязанность духовного учителя является дать знания и
it's like it is stated in every devotion. One should not accept unqualified disciples. Sometimes a very great, powerful personality, such as Prabhupada, he may accept an unqualified disciple. But later on, he may become qualified. Such powerful acharyas existed. Who could make the unqualified qualified. But the principle is that one should not accept unqualified disciples. So it is the duty of the spiritual master to make the disciple qualified. By giving instruction and by giving training. It's like there's one verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Yatha kachana tapitratim kaksya rasa vidhanata. Yatha diksha vidhanina dvija tam jaya jayamina. That is, bell metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury.
This говорится, что бронза превращается в золото, а когда она соединяется с
ртутью, это
алхимический процесс.
Similarly, one who has been properly initiated and trained by a bona fide spiritual master.
Другим же образом, тот, кто был правильным образом обучен и инициирован истинным духовным учителем,
he immediately becomes a monk.
Немедленно становится брат.
So therefore, that is how one must accept disciple also. He must make the disciple qualified. By his preaching.
In other words,
our experience of a tree is that The roots go down, the branches go up.
Иначе говоря, мы видим дерево таким образом, что корень его углубляется вниз, а ветви сами себе.
But the banyan tree is revert is the opposite.
Дерево банян стоит в том, что оно перевернуто, как бы перевернуто.
It's specifically speaking how the material world is simply the perverted reflection of that which is in the spiritual world.
Здесь особенно отличается то, что все, что вы не видите, материальное является всего лишь искаженным отражением того, что есть в духовном.
The banyan tree, the roots go upward, the branches go down. Just like when you look at a reflection of a tree on the water. The highest part is the lowest part of the reflection. So in the material world, the perverted activities that exist in the material world, they are perverted reflections of the highest activities in the spiritual
world.
But in the material world, they are perverted. Just like in the spiritual platform, the highest relationship that exists, that Krishna has with his devotees, is one of parakīya rasa. This parakīya rasa is Krishna's relationship with the gopis. The gopis saw Krishna as their
paramour.
But in the material world, this is totally degraded.
No,
but in the spiritual world, there is no degradation. Because it's centered on Krishna. So the example of the banyan tree is just that. The different stages of the tree are they're just simply perverted reflections of those things that come from the spiritual world. There's a lot more detail involved in this chapter. But that's the principle behind the banyan tree, which is the reverse of the regular tree, which portrays the perverted reflection of the material world, the spiritual
world.
As far as you're misunderstanding this point, then it's very easy to have misunderstanding. That's why one has to ask questions. There are a lot of things that are difficult to understand. And it's understood that we won't be able to grasp them all.
But
sometimes if we ask questions, we still can't grasp
them.
But gradually they become revealed.
Дорогой Гуру Махарадж, неофит, который стоит перед проблемой духовного учителя, может ошибиться в выборе духовного учителя. Как этого избежать? То есть, что вы можете порекомендовать такому неофиту?
Not think, well, I'll accept this person because he looks nice.
Ты должен думать, что я принимаю для тебя этого духовного учителя, потому что он так внешне привлекательный.
Or because he has a long beard.
Или поскольку у него длинная борода.
He was speaking.
Объяснял, что физическое хранение.
But the point was that he was making is this is not the looks.
Но главное, что объяснял на Прабхупада, это то, что неважно, как внешне выглядит духовный учитель.
But one must hear. And by hearing this gradual development of faith. If one doesn't have that faith, he should just continue hearing. And in this way, the more he hears, the more his faith can increase. And when he sees that from this person, well, it sees in a sense that it acknowledges. You can't see, actually see without first hearing this. Right. When he acknowledges that this person, from this person, Krishna is manifesting.
Когда вы слушаете этого человека, через которого Кришна проявляет самого себя.
Consistently, Krishna is manifesting himself to this person.
Постепенно Кришна явит себя и вам.
Because by hearing from this person, I'm becoming inspired to serve Krishna.
Поскольку вы осознаете, что слушая этого человека, вы воодушевляетесь на служение.
Then you should continue to hear.
Вам необходимо просто продолжать.
Keep on going back to that source, which is giving that inspiration to serve Krishna.
Then возвращаясь к тому источнику, который дает ему это воодушевление на служение.
And in that way, that is how one can develop the faith required to accept the spiritual master.
Вот таким образом человек может развить свое дело достаточно для того, чтобы выбрать это имя.
Of course, there's other criteria.
Духовно существуют другие критерии.
And one should also know the shastric references.
И человек должен знать, что говорят шастры.
It's not that one should accept the spiritual master.
Это не так, что человек должен только принимать духовное учение.
Based on some social conditions.
Основываясь на каких-то социальных условиях.
Spiritual master should never be accepted on that basis.
На этой основе никогда нельзя.
Like that, for instance, everybody else says he's a spiritual master. So if everybody else says he's a spiritual master, so then I'll accept him as a spiritual master. It should not be some social obligation or some kind of pressure. One actually has to have faith. They couldn't stop chanting. Whatever. They couldn't stop chanting. Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
И вот там
именно Мриданда из Вакальта.
Они закатали Мриданду на
Вакальта. Они там, где у него не взялся, когда он
каждый раз, когда обнимается, что делает Вакальта, что он
записывает. But they know that the bodies had to undergo so much austerity.
Они знают, что в этом своем жизни будет все сладкие.
To come to this point, if they need to see this point.
Они перейдут на следующий, чтобы достичь этого сладкого.
And Krishna simply reciprocated the efforts of the devotees.
Krishna просто отвечает на усилия
преданных. And therefore he provided this opportunity to the priesthood of Krishna.
И поэтому в обмен на этот усилие он предоставляет эту возможность какой-то привычки.
So we should not think that that same reciprocation will continue.
Мы должны думать, что этого же этих взаимоотношений Кришны
there are no material impediments to devotional service.
And the devotees are
very determined to please the Lord and satisfy
him. If you have notion of issues in our stories, so that we're going to work with him,
and then we can get some of these results beyond your expectations. Perhaps what brought the greatest satisfaction to all the devotees
and
invite
for it.
Was there money announced at the top temple for Bhakti Sudhisthana in the whole year of 1991 was the Masa Pata?
Когда было объявлено, что лучшим храмом, чем это сегодня был, на котором Бог дадут, будет Масо.
They were so
good.
They put the stop to it.
Они не из конца.
Of
course, also the temple from here
is
also
maybe
sixth
in
the world.
And
St. Petersburg was also one of the top temples in the world.
St. Petersburg complex was also the world.
So, you pay the temple here in the U.S.
No, to the next step. Есть огромный потенциальный
возможность. Как можно прийти? Seems like we should have the devotees, somebody from Donetsk going up and receiving the award next year.
Похоже на то, что вполне возможно, что один из членов Донецка в следующем году пройдет на службу получить награду за лучшую.
Seems like it's possible.
Это вполне возможно.
If somebody devotees are distributing travel and distributing work,
it
seems
like
there's no reason why Donetsk would be up in
Donetsk. Если причина к тому, чтобы Донецк не мог увеличить храм.
By the mercy of Vaishnava, the Holy Dhamma is revealed.
So,
That is how one can enter to Ananda.
What are the things that you do?
That's start an opportunity to for vacation. Or simply to go sightseeing. As a matter of fact, there's one verse in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That the last part of this verse, says that anyone who goes to places of pilgrimage,
and
simply to take back to derive some spiritual benefit. But does not go to hear the saintly personalities of
the
then he's considered to be no better than a cow or an ass. So one goes to these places of pilgrimage and to have the holy God revealed. And the enthusiasm to hear from them comes from service to the Vaishnava. That by serving those devotees, your feet provides great service to
God.
By such service, one develops an attraction to hear from
devotees.
So if you want to hear from the personalities of these different places, then we must engage in service. The more we serve, the more it increases our attraction to the
animals.
Therefore, this should be the proper refinement for entering into the Holy
Ground.
That one should build up his enthusiasm
for service.
And then the more he hears, the more inspired he becomes to serve. In this way, spiritual life becomes ever increasing. Emotional service is a very dynamic process. By engaging in service, we develop enthusiasm for hearing. And then by hearing, same personalities, we increase our desire to serve. In this way, everything increases. Our endeavors increase. Distribution of Krishna consciousness increases. And ultimately, the satisfaction of the Lord increases. This is the source of greatest pleasure for the
devotees.
Increase the pleasure of the Lord. So we should always try to increase. On all levels. Increase our devotional service. Increase our hearing. And increase the pleasure of Krishna, the spiritual master. In this way, we step out of the stagnant position of material activities. And we enter into the spiritual realm of devotional service, which is ever increasing. This is the real happiness, real satisfaction. Material pleasure always has a beginning and an end.
каждому пьяному удовольствие есть его начало.
But the pleasure that one experiences in the Lord's for service is always peace. But if one wants to experience this with every increasing
pleasure,
he has to be prepared to give up such things. This is why Bishat
gave his instructions to his sons.
It's a very, very simple. Nayam devam devam bhajam nilokke kashtan saman ahate vidhya. The Bodhidhyam putra ka yena sattvam sudyatya svabhami sattvam samantam. This is my dear boy. Of all living entities who have been awarded material bodies, that one should not, one who has been awarded the human form of
something,
that should not waste it for the pursuit of sex gratification, which is available to the, which is easily available to the hogs and dogs that eat food,
которые легко достижимы даже для собак и свиней, питающихся.
Therefore one should perform austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service. And by such activities the heart is purified. And one achieves spiritual happiness, which is transcendental to material happiness.
Человек испытывает духовное счастье, которое несравнимо с материальным. И духовное счастье продолжается.
This is Brahma Sokya.
Это Brahma Sokya.
Brahma Sokya means happiness which goes on, continues.
Это означает счастье, которое продолжается.
Not the happiness that has a beginning and an end.
Такого счастья нет начала и конца.
The happiness that one experiences in the material world is Kapala Sukha. Everybody has this experience of
Kapalasutra.
We have great expectations of happiness. And then it comes. And then it goes. Well, what's next? All that time I spent in great expectation of this experience. In fact, most of the happiness was just the expectation of happiness. Now that I got it, it must be something good. What's next? That's material happiness. It's like that. As soon as we get the experience of happiness, then it's over. Then we just want to move on to something else. But spiritual happiness is not like that. But spiritual happiness is not like that. Spiritual happiness means that activity which gives us happiness. It continues to give us happiness. Happiness increases and the pleasure increases. From that very same activity.
So
Prabhupada would oftentimes give the example that once people want chanting Hare Krishna. And the Hare Krishna will always bring satisfaction. It's not like some song that some famous song that we have that we sing all the time. Or some stereo cassette that we listen to all the time. Mundane sound.
Какие-то мирские песни, которые мы слушаем, включая наш
But after some time it loses its taste.
Потому что через какое-то время все эти песенки магически теряются.
And then we look for another song to come and thank.
И тогда мы начинаем искать другой гуру, который будет нас слушать.
But actually, the one can go on chanting Hare Krishna.
Если человек постоянно продолжает
успевать Krishna. And by continuing to chant Hare Krishna.
Продолжаем успевать Krishna.
The pleasure that one experiences in chanting the whole name of Lord Krishna.
То удовольствие, которое испытывает человек от успевания,
it's not stagnant. It increases because the more one chants, the more he begins to relish the natural sweet taste in chanting. Although he may not experience that taste because of our diseased condition. It's like the person who has jaundice cannot experience the sweet taste of sugar. But it's not because sugar is not sweet. The constitutional nature of sugar is sweet. But he doesn't experience the sweetness because of his diseased condition. But the more he eats the sugar, because it's the cure for his jaundice. Although it tastes extremely bitter in the beginning, gradually it begins to taste sweet. Because he's becoming pure. So in the same way, although chanting Hare Krishna doesn't always bring us great satisfaction, the fact is if we just simply continue to chant, then gradually we can experience some taste in chanting. And then gradually the taste becomes more steady. And as it becomes more and more steady, one begins to actually deeply relish the chanting. So much so that he cannot stop glorifying Krishna. This is the symptom of advanced devotion of the Lord. The symptom is that he is always glorifying Krishna. He has no taste for mundane subjects. He's not interested in discussing mundane subjects. He's lost his taste for those activities. As he's experiencing a higher taste. So this is spiritual happiness. The happiness that one experiences on the spiritual platform, is so far surpasses all forms of material happiness. And one can understand the symptom of experiencing spiritual happiness. The symptom is that he's losing his attraction materially. If we actually want to look for a symptom, how do I know I'm getting some higher things? That's the test. That we're losing our taste for material activity. Although the taste may still be there. Vishaya vivartate niraharasi devina rasa rajam visamdasta param nishkarne vartate. In a body soul, he may restrict himself from sense enjoyment. Though the taste still remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher
taste,
he becomes fixed in consciousness. This higher taste is necessary. One actually has to gain that higher taste.
Человек на самом деле должен заслужить высшее.
But we can't get it.
Мы не сможем получить.
And that's what we're willing to give up sometimes.
Пока мы не
оставим. That Krishna is very kindly giving us the opportunity to experience a higher pleasure.
Krishna очень настолько добр, что он духовно направляет нам возможность испытать его высший вкус.
But that Krishna is very kind.
Он очень добр.
Because he doesn't say, just give up sense gratification.
Он что не говорит нам так, что просто отказ от всяческого чувства.
That is the power of devotional service.
Это могущество, могущество преданного служения.
The devotional service is such a powerful process. That it does not necessitate that one has to immediately give up sense
gratification.
Because by nature we're meant to have experienced sense gratification. But spiritual sense gratification. Spiritual sense gratification means that we enjoy things that are in relationship. It's like when one is honoring Prasadam. That is spiritual
satisfaction.
It's very satisfying,
Prasadam.
Because Prasadam is not different from Krishna. And when one actually honors Prasadam, he loses his attraction for
both.
It's just like Madhuracharya and myself, we were talking about yesterday. We had even having a discussion yesterday. We're engaged in halava kitta.
Kitta.
Discussions about halava. We were discussing about the potency of halava.
Обсуждали могущество.
He was saying how much he likes halava.
Madhuracharya Prabhu объяснил, насколько ему нравится
halava. But I was telling actually halava
back in the day near the moment. Guru Maharaj сказал, что да, на самом деле, и меня халва делает этим.
I remember about 20 years ago.
И вспоминая события 20-летней давности.
I would drive to the temple 70 miles.
Можно сказать, что порой он уезжал за 70 миль от храма.
And the only thing I had in my mind was strawberry halva.
Единственная мысль, которая крутилась,
была клубничная халва.
Поскольку он знал, что в их храме клубничная халва всегда готовят на
Крисмасе. So actually, I can understand that this I was thinking of Krishna.
И он мог понять, что на самом деле думает о халве, он думает о Кришне.
So, in other words, one can experience some gratification of the senses in spiritual life. But the gratification must be in relationship with Krishna. Of course, as one advances in Krishna consciousness, then he also advances in his different types of tastes. But even the most advanced devotee will always relish honoring
Mahaprasada.
It's a source of great spiritual satisfaction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that when he honors Mahaprasada in his house, and he takes Charanamrita, which is also Charanamrita, which has been offered to the
deity.
Then his whole house just turns into Vaikuntha. Everything he sees is spiritual. Just by honoring Mahaprasada. advance in Krishna consciousness, the quantity is Prasadam.
И по мере продвижения познания Кришны, количество прохода, которое мы принимаем, также уменьшается.
But the satisfaction decreases.
Но удовлетворение увеличивается.
One can be completely satisfied even by the smallest quantity.
И человек может получить полное удовлетворение, приняв даже маленький удовлетворение.
There is still great satisfaction for the senses.
Но все еще великое удовлетворение.
Because it is Mahaprasad.
The
fact is, as one advances in spiritual life, his satisfaction from prasadam even increases. His satisfaction from taking prasadam even increases. It's not that he advances, that he loses his attraction to prasadam. This is why.
The
thing that as one advances, he loses his attraction. But he derives such great satisfaction by accepting some small morsel
of money.
But in the neophyte platform, we think that our satisfaction increases with the quantity. Let me increase my satisfaction.
Let me increase my satisfaction.
Of course, in our neophyte stage, we may need that kind of satisfaction to keep us in the
process.
Prabhupada also knew this. He was said that prasadam is our greatest weapon. And he said, because when we take the devotional service, one is giving up so much. He's giving up his independence. And he's giving up his, sometimes he's giving up his possessions. He's giving up so many external attachments. So because he's giving up so much, he may have to take shelter in prasadam. So he would encourage the devotees in the beginning to eat alone. That even once told the devotees that you should eat so much prasadam that you should eat until you waddle like a duck. So they were waddling like a duck. Like waffles. Like a duck. Like a duck. Like a duck.
Пропада говорил, что вы должны наесться столько просада, пока вы не будете перевариваться на ходу подобно утке.
This boy is telling the story. How in the early days Prabhupada would prepare a feast.
И среди преданных существует предание о том, что когда Прабхупада первые дни движения по моей Кришне готовил приют.
In those days Prabhupada would cook the feast. And he would serve it up. And he'd clean it himself. He did everything. He had all the devotees in this little storefront. He'd make all the best preparations. Halva, chorizos, samosas, and jalebis. And sandesh and burfi. And different kinds of sabjis and
vegetables.
He cook all these preparations himself. And then he'd go around and he'd serve it up to all
the
And then as the devotees were taking the prasadam, he would go back and fill up the plates.
Он подходил снова к
And the devotees were afraid to refuse it. They'd all be up against the wall.
И говорю, вам что не нравится, как я готовлю?
Да, он знал, что
нам нужно чувство
удовольствия. Но он не говорил, что
мы должны заниматься любым чувством удовольствия.
He gave us the best satsangarification. Because it was always in relationship with
Krishna. Even in the early days, Prabhupada would he'd make a pot of halava and he'd buy the front door. One of the days of our movement, Prabhupada dug a large pile of halava and
set it. It was called the anxiety halava.
Он называл его халава беспокойство.
Because sometimes the devotees they get an anxiety.
Поскольку порой преданные приходили беспокойство.
Then they start falling to mind and becoming restless.
Они приходили, становятся беспокоенными и проходили в сторону майя.
And they think, oh, maybe I'll leave.
И они думают, ну может быть, все-таки уйти.
But they couldn't get out the door without seeing this big pot of halava.
Направляли к двери, они натыкались на эту огромную кашу.
So when they were going to the door, they see this big pot of halava and they think, I should take some halava.
И увидев эту кашу, они приходили к мысли о том, что перед тем, как уйти, можно сделать все.
So they take up a big plate of halava.
Мне надо ли себе большой тарелку
халава. And they eat so much halava.
И вы знаете,
after they finish eating, they're thinking, let's go back upstairs and go to sleep.
So
they must be some gratification of the senses. So of course, we oftentimes will tell these stories about Prasadam. Because it is definitely one form of gratification of the senses that one can experience. But what is one advance in Krishna consciousness? He gets this kind of gratification of all the senses. He gets this kind of gratification for all of the senses. Not just the tongue. But there's gratification for the eyes as well.
There's
gratification for the ears and gratification for the nose. That is the nature of spiritual sense gratification. That devotional service is so powerful that by gratifying one's senses on the spiritual platform, he loses his attraction to material sense gratification. So when Lord Vishabhadev says, give up sense gratification, don't waste the human form of life like the hogs and dogs in school. By simply wasting it from pursuing sense gratification. Instead, simply perform austerities and penances to achieve the divine position of devotional service. What are our austerities? Only eat Krishna prasadam. That's an austerity. Don't eat anything else, just eat Krishna
prasadam.
This is one form of austerity. In other words, that one loses his attraction to material sense gratification. By replacing the tendencies of the senses with spiritual satisfaction. The senses have a natural inclination to look for some object of gratification. We have to give the spiritual object of gratification. Instead of looking upon some material form and trying to enjoy it.